This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We welcome our new affiliate, conventional radio affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. They are now part of the mix of both Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My technician has just informed me that Bill Barnstead, is snowed in up there in Boston, Massachusetts. And we're not going to be able to make the connection with him this morning. So I've got 2 hours to spend with an initial caller, first and foremost, that I'm going to take here in a second. And then other call-ins at 1-800-313-9443. And then I've got a series of news stories to speak about, as well as my television appearance last night on Arab TV through currentissues.tv with Dr. Hesham Tilawi, where we were talking about the whole business of Christian Zionism. Bob in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankos. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, Mark. And
hi, Bob.
Right off the bat, I want to say good morning, Memphis, and you're cordially invited to accept some truth in your life. Your last guest, I'm kind of fascinated in a way by the seemingly cordial outreach to the Palestinians and the rest of the Arab community to accept the presumption that the state of Israel has any right whatsoever to exist on one square inch of that sand over there.
Isn't that an interesting thought, Bob? Because it seems to me that when you go back into the history of this, and I think this Dr. Nabil Abuznaid, This PLO deputy chief of mission that was on this show weeks ago, made this very point that the Palestinians, as a minimalist position, are being asked by the most, if you want to put it this way, the most moderate element of the pro-Zionist crowd to accept a division of 78% to 22%. Of the land that was a part of the original UN mandate on this, when just in terms of that UN mandate, the land that we're presently talking about was going to be about a 51 or 52% Jewish, 47, 48% division for the Palestinians. The Palestinian percentage of share in what the UN granted to them has now dropped down to 22% of that total. And then you get at the heart of something that came up last night on my encounter with Dr. Hesham Tilawi on currentissues.tv, and that is the whole presupposition that the Zionist state of Israel should have ever been created to begin with.
Well, you know something, Mark? I find it fascinating that a proposition that originally initiated itself in the late 1800s, that became a UN mandate through a lot of artifice, Lord Balfour and Lord Rothschild and the UN, through various states of implementation, the League of Nations and then the United Nations, which are all communist in origin, have mandated and then used the British military and the American military to implement this invasion.
Bob, stay on the line. Let's keep going with this conversation when I come back. Mark Dankos, America, is coming to you live today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to chat further with Bob about some of these very fine issues that he brings up about the history of Zionism. Stay tuned.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mark Ancoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we greet our new conventional affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 up in Memphis, Tennessee. Glad that they are a part of this show and a part of the Republic Broadcasting Network's outreach around the country and worldwide. We've been talking with a couple of interesting people this morning. Window Genie up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Is a supporter of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you would like to be involved in a very fascinating career that involves window painting, take a look at www.windowgenie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, windowgenie.com. Then for about 30 minutes, we had Dr. Jeff Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R, with an organization called the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. That's at ICAHD.org. Jeff is a professor of anthropology at Ben-Gurion University, said a number of things that I'm going to be re-canvassing this morning with a caller from Texas. And then we were supposed to have Bill Barnstead on, the former head of the Boston Republican Party. Bill is snowed in that massive snowstorm taking place both in the Midwest and this morning in the northeastern part of the country. So unfortunately, we couldn't make the connection, but we will have him at a future juncture on this show. You can check out the Bill Barnstead archives at lourockwell.com to get a flavor for some of the things that he's likely to discuss when we do get him back on this show. But back to our caller, Bob from Texas. Bob, we were talking about this whole issue of the presuppositions of Zionism generally and the whole question of whether or not that state should have been founded to begin with. Of course, that's something that none of the Jewish organizations that I'm aware of, with the exception of some of the groups like Naturai Karta that are anti-Zionist across the board, with the exception of those folks, even the Jewish peace groups accept some of the presuppositions of Zionism, which might be a bad starting point just to begin with. And then we're left with a number of other things that Dr. Halper said that I also want to get into with you this morning, if you got a few minutes. But go on with what we were saying here, the beginnings of Zionism and kind of the way in which it created a political environment that we have yet to extricate ourselves from.
Well, you know something, Mark, I'd like to back up just a second.
Sure.
And say that your guest made some interesting statements related to people being governed by an elitist group and following them no matter where they go. You know, and as an example of that, I'd like to say, you know, look at you and I and people that are our age. I'm 56. We were born into a system created for us that we had no knowledge of and we signed no agreements to, and all of a sudden we're expected to accept the Federal Reserve Bank, the Income Tax Act, and all of these laws that were passed during a period of time when our forefathers and ancestors were naive and trusting. Today we know that the people that they trusted couldn't be trusted. But we're expected to fall in line and keep honoring these agreements that they accepted, or maybe they didn't even accept them. They were imposed upon them in silence. And the bottom line is, what I want to get at is fraud and how we as a people have got to quit accepting fraud just because it's proposed to us by some elitist bunch that wear suits and hang out in fine buildings. Because if we don't, we're going to end up in World War III, and that's going to be a nuclear war. And with respect to the State of Israel, without ever producing one iota of concrete evidence that they ever existed in that land prior to 1948, they have killed hundreds of thousands of Arabs. And let me preface, or let me make a statement regarding that remark. I've never been very fond of Arabs. I lived in California, and I did business with these people. I was in competition with these people in the business I was in. And the bottom line is, I had a few that were friends of mine, but for the most part, I didn't like them. But that doesn't make wrong right, and that doesn't make right wrong. Whether I like somebody or not doesn't have anything to do with who is right in this instance and who is wrong. The Israelis that moved to the state, what's now called the State of Israel, which should be called Palestine, moved there from Russia. They weren't involved in the Holocaust that is claimed to be the reason behind establishing this state. And they can't even prove descent from Abraham, who was allegedly promised. When you stop to think about how ludicrous this whole situation is, first of all, only a small percentage of the world believes the Bible. I believe the Bible, okay? But I'm just saying, everybody doesn't. We've got all kinds of other religions out there that don't buy into the Bible. But let's suppose the Bible is true. There isn't any evidence that the people occupying the State of Israel today are related in any way, shape, or form to Abraham that was allegedly promised that land by an invisible God 6,000 years ago. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, and the point's well taken, Bob, because, you know, Arthur Koestler, of course, gets into this in his book, The 13th Tribe, and I absolutely affirm what you're saying here, that the Ashkenazic Jews, who by and large were the backbone of the Labor Party, that was so instrumental in the formulation of the State of Israel, These are folks who, as near as I can tell from reading Kessler's book and talking with some other scholars on this, are peoples who came from this so-called Khazar region of Russia and had no ethnic blood genealogical tie whatsoever to the Abraham of the Old Testament. That's number one. Second of all, when the Jewish temple was destroyed in Jerusalem in A.D. 70, presumably all the genealogical records that were kept there in that temple went up in smoke. And so that's a second factor in this whole impossibility of establishing a claim to Palestine on the basis of some sort of idea of blood lineage to Abraham. Thirdly, and I got into this a little bit last night with Dr. Hesham Talawi in this Arab TV show entitled CurrentIssues.tv, which you can access online, by the way. Folks listening to this today can go to CurrentIssues.tv and see all kinds of good things on there, not simply the fact that I was on there last evening. But in terms of this whole business of the scriptures, it seems to me that, and of course, this is a debatable point among pastors and Christian lay people and theologians and so forth, but I happen to believe that the Christian New Testament speaks of the Israel of God in a spiritual sense, not a racial one, and that this also gets into something that Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and I were talking about some days ago in a private phone conversation, and that is that if you look at the clear words of Jesus Christ in the Olivet Discourse, he prophesied that the Jewish temple in Jerusalem would be destroyed by the Romans in A.D. 70. And I think it's not an unfair reading. It's a very reasonable interpretation of the New Testament to see Jesus Christ's comments in the context of a judgment by God against the Jewish nation because of their rebellion against God. And that if that's a fair interpretation of these New Testament prophecies in the Olivet Discourse, and I think that that's a very reasonable interpretation shared by the majority of New Testament scholars who know a lot more about this than I do, that the conditions which led to that judgment have not changed. In other words, the reasons for the judgment of God upon Pharisaic Judaism 2,000 years ago, those conditions continue to exist. And people who argue for the Zionist point of view and or the Christian, so-called Christian Zionist point of view cannot deal with this argument related to the blood lineage issue going back to Abraham. They cannot establish that connection. And then, of course, when you get into the spiritual realities of this, I've met no Christian Zionist of any stripe who has been able to explain the temple judgment against the Jews, quite clearly prophesied by Christ, and why that judgment occurred, and to deal with the whole issue of whether or not the reasons for that judgment in A.D. 70 continue or not, and if they continue, due to a series of things we could talk about this morning, if those reasons have continued, then it makes the present day Zionist claim to Palestine even more biblically illegitimate than it might appear to be at first glance.
Well, you know, Mark, the people that would like to impose this situation on the world, they do not care or are not concerned with legitimacy. They are concerned with power.
Yes.
And when we go to the scriptures and we go to John 8:40 or in that area, chapter 8 of John, and where we have Jesus, that most Christians will tell you was God incarnate in the flesh. If that's the case, then God wouldn't be like a politician and spout hyperbole and rhetoric. He would speak only the truth. And when he looked at them and said, "You're of your father the devil, and the lust thereof you shall do," he was a murderer from the beginning. Well, he's talking about Cain, who was the first murderer. And he says, and the truth doesn't abide him because he is the liar and the father of it.
Stay on the line, Bob. I want to get into that whole question of John chapter 8. I was talking about that the other day with a close friend at lunch and what the implications of that chapter might be. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This morning we've had several guests and a little bit of news analysis. Window Genie from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, was on for the first part of the show. You can find out more about this amazing woman and about her product at Window Genie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com. She's been a long-term friend of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Then for about 30 minutes, I had Dr. Jeff Halper on, H-A-L-P-E-R, with the so-called Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. You can find that website at www.icahd.org. And then we were supposed to have Bill Barnstead on this morning from Boston. He's the former head of the Boston Republican Party, who has departed the Republican Party for a lot of reasons that people who listen to this network can identify with. We'll get Bill on at a later stage in the next week or two probably, but you can find his archives at lourockwell.com. I also wanted to mention something we've already talked about a little bit on today's show, and that is that I was discussing Christian Zionism last night with an Arab television show, which you can access at currentissues.tv. Dr. Hesham Tilawi is the director of that telecast internationally, worldwide, and we had a lot of good times and good chats last night for about an hour. From 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to about 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And suffice it to say that some of the things I've been talking about with our caller, Bob, this morning in Texas, overlap with what I chatted about last night on Hesham's show. And then I wanted to mention before Bob and I reengage in conversation this morning that among my guests tomorrow will be a fascinating guy named Robert A. Sungenis, S-U-N-G-E-N-I-S. That's Dr. Robert Sungenis, who's the head of an organization called Catholic International, and Catholics Apologetics International, I should say. And he has written some incredible things about neoconservatism and the Jewish connection and the history of Zionism that I think will adequately reflect some of the things that Bob and I have just started to chat about this morning that are not discussed in the main by too many Zionists because the historical evidence is too painful and too convicting. Bob, we were talking about John chapter 8 before we went to the commercial break.
Well, you know, Mark, I'd like to mention, you know, you bring up this Catholic organization and this Catholic gentleman. I was raised Catholic. I was an altar boy. I did the Latin Mass and all of that. And so I never had a bad experience within the Catholic Church. So I wasn't raped or anything like by a priest or anything like that. But, you know, we look at history, and we can see that at different times, these various groups, whether they were Jesuits or whether they were the Jews or whether they were the Masons, at different times, they each took part in destroying a particular segment of government or society in general. And they were vicious. Now, all of these groups take the same oaths. They are sworn to secrecy. They're given the right to do anything. The ends justify the means. And they conduct – now, the full court press is on today. They're all actively participating at the same time to implement and fulfill what has been a 6,000-year-old agenda. And that, in my opinion – and this may stun some of the Memphis listeners, but you don't screen your calls, and I'm going to tell it like it is. This is the installation of Satan upon the throne of the earth by the groups that work directly for Satan and are all Luciferian at their highest levels. And that includes the Pope, that includes the monarchies, and that includes the Israelis. Now, I would agree with your first guest or your second guest today in that the Jewish people have suffered much grief because of their leadership, just like the American people today. They go out and they get on the treadmill of life and they can't get off for 5 seconds to enjoy their kids or the outdoors or anything else because they're so busy trying to buy weapons to go over and kill Palestinians and various other Arabs. And then they wonder why they don't have anything. Well, they don't have anything because they won't face the truth and they keep accepting fraud. You know, you were talking about a Republican earlier. You know, I was thinking about this past election, and I thought, you know, it's not the duty of the Democrats to impeach Bush. It's the Republicans' obligation. He's their boy, and he's wrong. And if they wanted to ever recharge their party, they needed to impeach him as soon as possible. He's a traitor to this country. He's a liar. He's not a Christian. He's a blood, skull and bones Satan worshiper. That's what he is. And when you look at a whole society that calls themselves Christian, and they're too blind to judge the fruit of the tree, I think they got a major problem and they're in big trouble.
I don't think there's any question about it, Bob. And this, you know, your point raises all kinds of spin-off points and derivatives and consequences. This whole thing with political fraud that you've underscored. You know, I was thinking about this last night as I was just starting to get into Aaron Russo's DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. When I come back, I'll mention a little bit about some of what I concluded from that video and why none of the politicians in either of the major parties are talking about it. and what it means for us in the days ahead. If you got some time, Bob, stay on. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we want to greet our new conventional affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that will be carrying Mark Dankoff's America for the Republic Broadcasting Network to the greater Memphis area, as well as all other kinds of locations in the American South. And we have a good caller today, Bob from Texas, talking about a series of things related to Zionism and its history and the whole question of John chapter 8 in the Gospel of John generally, and what it has to say about some of these matters that impinge upon our present political situation. Bob, we were also talking before the break about this whole issue of fraud. I was thinking of this last night looking at this Aaron Russo DVD entitled America, Freedom to Fascism, with all of the things that Aaron Russo talks about on that DVD that to me are absolutely compelling issues. It seems to me that once we begin looking at our political and cultural and economic situation through the historical lens that Aaron Russo gives us, we begin to see just how fraudulent 99.9% of the present political debate is, because the system itself has cancer. I was reading just a couple of days ago, I think it was Tuesday, February 13th, which was what, yesterday, on page one of the Washington Post, Alan Cooperman and Chris Saliza of the Washington Post have something entitled McCain and Romney Vying for Support of Conservatives. And when you get into the background of John McCain and the background of Mitt Romney and what they're trying to do and who and what they really are, and look at the kinds of folks in the establishment Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party who are working in conjunction with the so-called Christian religious right to see that it's only folks like McCain and Romney and so forth who are the self-appointed advocates, as it were, for people who claim to be American conservatives. It's grim stuff, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. The whole notion that if you're born into fraud, you have to maintain it and support it financially. You know, I say this continuously, but the word worship is a compound word that designates the transfer of value, shipment of worth. And when we continue within a system that is voluntary, such as the Social Security system, and this may sound a little out there to your Memphis listeners, but I want them to wake up and start looking into things and stop taking everything at face value, what you're told, because you've been lied to for most of your life, and everything you've been told is false. And it's to control you. It's to make a slave out of you and to make you support murder. I mean, when you stop and think about it, every time you send your money into the tax man or you even tithe to your Catholic church, you're supporting Satan. That's what it really amounts to, because they have taken dominant control of the European monarchies, the American government, and every president of the United States has been related one way or another by blood to the British aristocracy. So we have to just stop and take a look at the truth for what it really is. And when we look at the Bible, you know, I may not like Arabs, but I want to say this much. You know, when you read your Bible, if you believe that that's God's word, and it says after the sixth day, God looked at his creation and it was very good, that would include everybody. That would include his creation. But then when you read the parable of the wheat and the tares, it says that he planted the good seed and then his enemy came and planted the bad seed. And it's going to take until the harvest to determine which is the good and which is the bad. And we're getting pretty close to that harvest, if you ask me. And, you know, I was thinking before I called in, Mark, what is the most valuable thing on this earth to them, to these people? What are they trying to deprive us of? It's our soul. It's not the money. It's our soul. Because what they get us to do is forfeit our soul. Because you can't serve two masters. You can only serve the one and hate the other. And the truth of the matter is, when you have his word right in front of your face, it's sitting on your bookshelf drawing dust, and you don't open it up and study it to learn. Just like, here's a perfect example. John Hagee is a respected preacher, and he will come on and he will make determinations on the air very vocally about the Islamofascists and how they're going to attack the world and how they're Satan themselves. Well, the truth of the matter is he skips over all the scriptures that discuss who's going to attack Israel. And the people who are going to attack Israel are, first they're named at Genesis 10:3, and then they're renamed again in Ezekiel 38. The same people, the same family, the same subdivision of Noah's children, but they're all descended from Japheth. which includes the Ashkenazi Jews. Now, people have a hard time grasping that concept. But just go to those two scriptures and compare the enemies of Israel, and you'll see that first they're named in Genesis, and then they're named again in Ezekiel 38, and they are Gog, Magog, Togarmah, Gomer, and his bands, and those are all descendants of Japheth. And it says that they will live in Shem's tents. So they live right among us. And then you look at our government. You know, if I didn't know better, I would look at Bush and call him Pilate. And I would look at his administration and call them the Sanhedrin. Because he's surrounded by an Israeli influence of evil. And everything that we're doing over there is in someone else's interest. It certainly isn't in the interest of the United States or of our people.
Yeah, and it seems that when you examine this whole thing, Bob, you know, one can make an effective case for the fact that between the Israeli lobby and corporate multinational conglomerates, especially in the oil and natural gas industries, and then the defense contracting industry, that intertwining network of those groups who feed off and reinforce each other is quite likely to be the unholy trinity, as it were, that has created what is essentially an imperialistic war, both for land and for natural resources in the Middle East and in Central Asia, that has absolutely nothing to do with the interest of the average American. And it's certainly something that John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio and Falwell and Robertson have tried to enshroud in the rhetoric of theocratic and religious legitimacy, it seems to me. In other words, if the real agenda is money and power and degrading and eliminating other people in the interest of one's own perceived self-centered interest, that becomes particularly evil, it seems to me, if you try to enshroud it in biblical and religious language that, of course, distorts language and distorts the meaning of the biblical text and is seen as a convenient cover for what one wants to do that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ or the things of God. And it certainly has nothing to do, as near as I can tell, with the U.S. Constitution properly understood.
Well, when you read scriptures like, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," and when you determine that you're not going to be destroyed for lack of knowledge, you're going to, you know, I'm going to understand this, or at least I'm going to know which side I'm on, and I'm going to choose a side based upon what's right and what's wrong, and because that's what my spirit is. You know, that he said his laws are written in our hearts and in our foreheads. So we've got his laws written in our heart. These laws that they've been passing in this United States and all around the world, every country in the world other than the Arab states have a central banking system that's ultimately obligated or subjugated to the Rothschild interests.
You've identified, Bob, the fourth constituency that I neglected to mention. Central banking, I think, is a very key component in this.
It is the root of all evil, because if you have the ability to create money out of thin air, then you also have the ability to own everything. You can buy it all. You can buy every news media outlet. You can buy every newspaper. You can buy every highway. You can buy every politician. You can own it all. And then you have the people like ourselves sitting around wondering why aren't they able to build any equity in their life. Well, it's because – and why don't they have time to get off the merry-go-round and smell the roses? You know, I'm going to tell you that this is just a little side note about myself, Mark. I left that system in 1990. And I've lived perfectly well ever since. It's 2007. It's 17 years. I haven't used a Social Security number. I don't have anything to do with that government, and I let them know. I've made my own Declaration of Independence. I sent it formally to every authority in Washington, D.C. I posted notices in the paper and told them why, because they're the ones dealing drugs to our kids. They're the ones that are stealing our country. They're the ones that are sending our children off to die. And I don't want nothing to do with them, because everything that they stand for is diametrically opposed to my beliefs, which are based on Scripture.
And isn't it interesting to me, Bob, there are so many things you're identifying in this conversation. Isn't it interesting that when you look at such things as central banking, and again to cite something that is in Dr. Richard Cummings' new article, Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, there's a classic microcosmic test case of the direct relationship between the interests of a defense contractor and decisions on war and foreign policy that have nothing to do with the interest of the average American. So there you've got the defense contracting angle on this. We've got the Israeli lobby. We've got the oil and natural gas consortiums. And then there's central banking. When you look at that entire nexus, that entire system, it seems to me that Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross is speaking great truth when he says, hey, this is the nature of the beast. This is the nature of the beast that we are talking about in terms of Revelation chapter 13 and Revelation chapter 17, and that basically when we look at that whole corrupt world system that we, meaning the United States, is being increasingly drawn into, very demonstrably true, we have to ask ourselves to what extent participation in that system is reinforcing the mark of the beast. And again, you've identified this, and I think have noted something else without necessarily using the word, and that's incrementalism. I was thinking last night, looking at this Aaron Russo DVD, about the way in which the things that he talks about on that DVD are so far removed from what people like Mitt Romney and John McCain are talking about and Giuliani are talking about in the Republican Party. These are things very far removed from what Clinton and Obama and the various establishment Democrats are talking about. In other words, incrementally, we have moved so far afield of what the United States was supposedly founded in that none of the establishment politicians even touch on these issues. The debate is completely controlled by corporate media, and what you end up with is also the tactic of diversion.
You know, I think that's a very important point that every Republican or anybody who calls herself a Republican out there should take a note right now, that all three mainstream Republican candidates that have been blessed or knighted or whatever you call it, Giuliani, Mitt Romney, and McCain, are all pro-homo. They're all pro-homosexual. None of them will speak against it. As a matter of fact, most of them have spoken for it and in favor of it. But now, your Bible believers out there know that the Scripture says it's an abomination. But yet, they will think, well, you know, I have to vote for one of these Republicans because that's my party. Well, no, it's not your party. God is your party.
Yeah, exactly. And to underscore your point, some weeks ago on this show, I had Peter LaBarbera of Americans for Truth. And Peter LaBarbera is considered to be probably the leading expert in the country on the political and cultural agenda of the gay rights movement. And LaBarbera sends me from time to time news updates that are appearing on this Americans for Truth website related to the activities of the homosexual rights crowd. And interestingly enough, there have been some recent posts at LaBarbera's site on the actual statements made by these politicians that you cite in regard to this whole issue of the gay lobby. Let's just take Mitt Romney for a second. Here you have a guy, governor of the state of Massachusetts, has decided to run for the presidency of the United States as a Republican. And you look at his persona and you say, well, you know, he's a Mormon. And of course, I am not an advocate of the Mormon religion, obviously, as an evangelical Christian pastor. But the point is that when you look at the Mormon church, we tend to think of it, don't we, as a very culturally conservative group of people, certainly with historic Christian theism on the whole question of homosexuality. And there you have Mitt Romney, however, going back to Peter LaBarbera's documentation, which people can find at Americans for Truth. Mitt Romney has had a very long history of supporting the homosexual rights crowd. And I don't think he could have been elected governor in Massachusetts had he not been doing that sort of thing. But the point is that in cutting those kinds of deals and then turning to this Washington Post front page story from yesterday where McCain and Romney are, quote unquote, vying for the support of conservatives, you see the usual laundry list of suspects in the establishment religious right that are now cutting deals with people like John McCain and Mitt Romney under circumstances where any fair analysis of their actual positions on the issues would cause these religious right leaders, if they had any integrity at all, to say, we want to have nothing to do with these guys. Let me give you an example from this Washington Post story from yesterday. Reverend Richard Land, L-A-N-D, who's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention's public policy arm, quoting the Washington Post here, they in turn quote Land as saying something that I found to be absolutely incredible in terms of its implications. If you got some time, Bob, stay on the line. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can give me a call today at 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, greetings to our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 of Memphis, Tennessee. They will be bringing this show and RBN to a whole new set of listeners on top of the conventional affiliates that we already have and our international shortwave outreach and our broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org on the World Wide Web. I wanted to say to our caller, Bob, I hope he stays with us here. We're going to have some fairly frequent commercial breaks in the next 10 minutes or so, but I want to get back to something in the Washington Post yesterday about McCain and Romney and their outreach to the so-called religious right, and an incredible statement made by Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention that I think is very revelatory in all of this. But you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network with your gifts and offerings. You can do that by calling us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or, again, contacting us at the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. The other thing I wanted to mention is that you can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. You can get that directly from the Republic Broadcasting Network for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. I am working my way through that DVD now because it seems to me that it really clarifies a lot of things in regard to what the issues really are in the American Republic and in the body politic. And I would promise you one thing. If you should watch Aaron Russo's DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, it will give you a much better perspective on what has happened here and what continues to happen and how far afield we are presently in of those issues as it relates to what has happened with the central banking system, with the Israeli lobby, with the whole issue of the military-industrial complex and the neoconservatives. All of these folks have taken us far away from the proper original intent understanding of the American Constitution. And if you look at Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, you'll quite clearly see that there's a total disconnect between those issues and where we are now. Nobody's talking about this stuff in the establishment for very clear reasons, but this, again, enables us to underscore and to understand the way in which the American nationalist movement has been thoroughly infiltrated. This has occurred through a process of sophisticated techniques and incrementalism that has the vast percentage of the public apparently fooled. Michael Collins Piper's book, The Judas Goats, makes for excellent reading on top of this Russo DVD because it will give us a grid through which we might interpret and understand, again, where we are at this particular point in our history. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, back with some of Bob's concerns, our first caller, and back to that Washington Post thing from yesterday on Richard Land and John McCain and Mitt Romney. Stay tuned.